through prayer. We will find, she said, through prayer, you will, that's very interesting, you will find a solution to every situation in your life, even those who seem to be impossible. Our Lady has a plan of peace for every situation, even those that are the worst ones. And through prayer, we will know what to do. Through prayer, she will incline our hearts towards the best solution that is already existing in the heart of God. And we will know that solution slowly, slowly, peacefully within our hearts, and we will have the strength to go with it, to do it, to realize it. And through prayer, with the heart, and this is my favorite fruit from prayer that we can get from prayer, heaven itself comes to our hearts. Heaven itself, and I already said, those who abandon themselves to me in their life, at the time of their death, they will not feel the passage. You know why? Because heaven will be there already in their heart. And what means heaven? An increasing of beauty every day, an increasing of love every day, an increasing of peace every day, the deep presence of God within us. Heaven has come to our heart. And we can recognize people who praise from people who do not pray. And I want to tell you, please, dear brother and sister, make a decision for prayer. Put apart some time every day to be alone with God, to have time for Him, to speak to Him, to be with Him, to remain in His presence. And before stopping my talk, before ending, I want to share with you a very concrete story that happened to me in Medjugorje, just to introduce you to a big gift from Our Lady that is specific from Medjugorje. You know, we have a big gift in Medjugorje that is the daily comings of Our Lady in that village to the visionaries. Daily, she comes to earth, the sky, the heaven opens, and she comes to our earth. And in that specific time of the apparition, which is 11:40, that we will live together after a while now today, she comes and she has a relationship with the visionaries, and I liked at that precious time of her coming to go to the mountain in Podbrdo and to have a very intimate time with her, to welcome her in my heart and to be with her and to press her against my heart and to let her press me against her heart. And I would do that for years now. And one day I had the idea, as Our Lady is coming every 24 hours, I had the idea to tell her, oh, I want to prepare a gift for you as you are coming within 24 hours. You'll get a gift from me next time you come tomorrow. And then I thought, oh, what sort of gift can I, because I have no imagination, you know. So something came to my mind, and I had at that time a very bad habit, which was a nervous thing. It was to scratch my lips to blood, and I had a little scar, a little wound there, and that was very dangerous because a skin doctor told me that I could get cancer of lips with that, and that could also spread in all my body, so it was very dangerous. But though I couldn't stop doing it because it was a nervous reaction, and you know what it is, it's unconscious even. And then I said to our lady, I'll stop that for 24 hours. I was prudent because 24 hours is not that much. You know, I knew I couldn't make an effort for longer than that. And I said, please help me to stop that. And she did. So after 24 hours, when she came back, I had the joy to offer that little sacrifice, that little renouncement, that little effort to her. And I guess she was very happy, but I was very happy too. And then I thought maybe I could offer her, prepare for her a new gift for next time after 24 hours. Then I thought, let us give her the same gift, because she seemed to be happy. I was happy too. So let's do it again. And again, I told her, please help me, because you know how weak I am. So she did help me, and again, I could give her that gift. And this for 7 days, for one full week. And you know what I discovered after a week? I discovered that the stuff has just left me completely. It did not exist anymore in my body, in my mind, in my psychism. It was not there anymore. And I was deeply healed from that bad habit. So, thank God, yes. So what happened? I thanked Our Lady very much, deeply in my heart. I was very thankful. And I kept praying, so thank you, Mother, thank you, that's so great. You visited my body, you visited my nerves, you visited the roots of my sickness, of my misery, and you healed me. And it was more than a healing, it was a deliverance from a bad thing that could provoke death to my life. And then she reminded me of a few messages that I knew before that, but I had forgotten. When she said, no, dear children, you do not understand the importance of my comings. Pray God, pray my son, in order to comprehend what great gift he's giving you through my comings. And when she says comings, it means apparitions. And she said also, my dear children, allow God to make miracles in your life.